on two parts of it. And one of the parts that we're going to deal with is really the Torah titlonenu, how to deal with people that are complaining. There's a lot of complaining going on in this parsha. There's complaining going on before Kriyas Yamsuf, after Kriyas Yamsuf. A lot of very important messages. In Shmot Perek Yudalet, the Pesukim we have here, Tetzim Tetvav, has some very, very powerful and questions when you read the Pesukim. If you look at it, Perek Yudalet Pasuk Tet, Vayudafu Mitzrayim Achareihem, they're running after us. Vayasigu Otam Chonim Al Hayam, Kol Sus Rechev Paro Parsha V'Chelo Api Achiro Lifnei Baal Tzifon. And Paro is Hikriv. He doesn't say Karav is Hikriv. He's getting closer. Vayisu V'nei Yisrael At Einayhem, they opened up their eyes. They lifted their eyes. They opened up their eyes. And what happened? They lifted their eyes up. And Mitzrayim's running after them. What happens? That makes sense. They what? They're very afraid. Now how do you understand the next pasuk? That next part of pasuk Yud. What does that mean to you? What does it mean? Literally it means?
They cried out.
They cried out. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It depends.
It depends. It can be like crying out of tears of joy or...
Tears of joy. They're afraid.
Well,
you have the Egyptians running after them.
Moshe was Vayitzak during the plagues. Moshe was Vayitzak.
I'm asking you right now. This is not... It says Vayitzakuv v'nei Yisrael Hashem.
No, they're crying out of fear.
Crying out of fear. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a bad thing.
So is this a complaint or is it a tefillah? That's a machlokus. Okay? Vayitzaku v'nei Yisrael el Hashem. This is a machlokas. And it's very important to know this machlokas. Why? First, I'll read to you from the Ramban. It's not on your sheets. You have a lot of sources on your sheets, but this one is actually not. That he says, do not think, einenu nir'eh. Do not think, like others explain, that it's tefillah. That what are they doing? They're screaming out to Hashem, save me! Why not? Why does he disagree with that pshat? Others say it. Others say it means that it's a lashon of tefillah. Tzaka is one of the languages of tefillah. Why do you think he disagrees? Because look at the next pasuk. Vayomru el Moshe. They screamed out to Moshe. Hamibli im kvarim b'mitzrayim. Is there not enough graves in Egypt? L'kachtanu lamut b'midbar. That you took us to die in the midbar. Mazot asita lanu. What have you done to us? Lo tzianu b'mitzrayim. Halozah davar shadibarnu ilecha b'mitzrayim leimor. Chadal mimenu v'navdad mitzrayim. Ki tov lanu avodet mitzrayim mimutinu b'mar. We talked to you about this in Mitzrayim. Stop it. Chadal mimenu v'navdad mitzrayim. It's better for us to work in Egypt than to die in the midbar. So you read these two psukim and tell me why the Ramban says it's not Vayitzaku el Hashem. Why is it not tefillah? Because, what's the reason? Because the next breath, what are they doing?
They're already.
They're complaining. Is it the same breath? It says Vayitzaku el Hashem. The Targum Onkelos says it's tefillah. Others say it's tefillah. Says the Ramban, it can't be. Because in the next breath, they're complaining bitterly to Moshe, saying we should have died in the Mitzrayim. What are you taking us out of Egypt for?
Is this their first tefillah to Hashem? That would be a proof to say that it might not be a real tefillah, because until, let's say, Matan Torah, because they didn't really have any tefillah. It could be a proof that this is more of like a tzaka, a cry out.
Right.
That they're like,
I don't know if it's the first tefillah. They have to look back. I'm not sure. But here it's clear. Vayitzaku el Hashem. That's what the Ramban says. Ramban says it can't be tefillah. It's got to be that they're complaining. Okay, like he says, inen and yirek ki bnei adam atzoakim al Hashem lo shiam, that they're screaming out to God to save them. Yivatu bi Yeshua asher asalem. They'll be ingrates. They'll kick the salvation which was done to them and say it's better that he wouldn't have saved them. So what's going on then? So what's interesting is, one way to say it is that they complained, like I said. The Ramban explains differently. The Ramban says that, very, very important, because it's very confusing. And this Ramban is very, very important to learn. I should have put it on the sheets. Because the Ramban says It's very confusing, because on one level, what do we always hear? We hear that there's a lot of people not wanting to come out of Egypt. They want to stay there. God has to take them out with a strong hand, because people don't want to go. And then we have all these chazals that tell us, these midrashim that say, the reason we were saved is because they didn't change their name to Boris, and they didn't change their clothes, and they didn't shoshinu et shmam, lishonam, mabusheyem, and they weren't talking lashon hara about each other. So which is it? Were they on the 49th level of Tumah? Or were they a bunch of tzaddikim? What's the answer?
Both.
How is it both?
They were on the 49th level of Tumah relatively. No, sorry.
Not even relatively.
Not relatively. They were
both.
Tzaddikim.
You know why it's both? No. Is there a different sex of people? Yesh kitot v'yesh kitot. You with me? That's what the Ramban says here. Ki ayu kitot. There are different groups of people. And the Torah tells us that one kat was soeket al Hashem, while another one is denying about Moshe Rabbeinu and doesn't believe that a good salvation happened to them. Tov lahem, it would be better if they didn't be saved. And therefore, on those people, that's where in Tehillim it says Vayamru api al yamsuf, that we. Are you with me? So that's where we have certain people. We're quote unquote the more righteous ones, and the other ones were Rishayim. And that's why the Ramban has a shita that says, sometimes it says Bnei Yisrael, and sometimes it says Am. What's the difference? The Ramban explains, Vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael al Hashem, Kiz Hatovim Baim Tzaku al Hashem, while the other ones were bitter and rebellious. Therefore it says, Vayir'u Ha'am Et Hashem, Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Abdo. It doesn't say Vayiru Yisrael et Hashem, Vayaminu, but rather it says Ha'am. Ki Bnei Yisrael Sham Li Yechidim. Ki Bnei Yisrael is a shame for the Yechidim. Bnei Yisrael is for the Yechidim. And the Am is the masses. And therefore when we get to Vayilonu Ha'am, that's the masses. Okay? Every time it mentions Am, it's a very important difference. Bnei Yisrael are the more righteous ones. The Am is the Lashon Gnai. And Yisrael is Shevach. Okay? So that's the introduction over here, which is, are they complaining or not? Some would say they're complaining. The Ramban here says they're not complaining. Meaning, the Vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael is not complaining. But the Vayomru El Moshe, we have complaints. We have people complaining, saying it's better for us not to have left. But then what is Moshe's response? Vayomer Moshe El Am. Al tirau, don't be afraid. Hityatzavu uru'u et yeshuat Hashem. Become yatziv. Become stability. See yeshuat Hashem, which he's going to do for you. Ki et asher riitem et Mitzrayim. Hayom lo tosifu l'rotam arulam. It's a mitzvah to say that you're not going to be, you're not going to see what happened in Mitzrayim. Hashem yilachem lachem. Hashem's going to fight for you. Vatem tacharishun. You have to figure out what that means. Does it mean that it's a total war for Hashem? Hashem's going to do everything and you have to be passive? We'll see that one part, that some people would understand it. But it might be Hashem ilachim lachem v'atem tacharishun, means quiet down for your complaints. Tacharishun, quiet your complaints. You're going to see, and therefore you're going to quiet. Okay, we're going to talk about the juxtaposition here. Because then what happens? Pasuk tedvav, and this is where we have a lot of mefarshim. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, ma titzak elai. What are you screaming to me for? Matitzak elai. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yisav. Go speak to them. Remember the scene. You have the Yam right in front of them, and you have Mitzrayim surrounding them coming. So he says, what are you screaming to me for? Go speak to b'nei Yisrael and go. So there are a lot of important problems here. First of all, what's the tzaka? What's the nature of the tzaka? Is Moshe complaining? Have you ever seen Moshe complain to Hashem here? No. But we also don't even see Moshe davening to Hashem. So that's the question of the Mefarshim, which is, where's the tzaka for Moshe? That's question number one. Okay, once we understand it, if we understand it as tefillah, that Hashem says to Moshe, why are you davening to me? Go. This is a more philosophical question, which is, there's no better time than the present. If Am Yisrael is bitzara, now is the time to daven. So what's going on? That's the question over here. Got the questions? Where is the screaming of Moshe? What's the nature of the screaming? And is it the problem? Is it the screaming? Is it the tone? Is it the wrong timing? Is it the length? These are all the very important interpretations of this pasuk. So far, so good. Ma titzak elai. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. Rashi gives two interpretations. Rashi's first interpretation is, it must be that Moshe was actually davening. How do I know that? Because it says, Hashem said to Moshe, Ma titzak elai, why are you davening to me? Meaning, the Torah never said that Moshe was soik. What does the Torah say? We read the psukim. Vayitzaku, who? B'nei Yisrael, Hashem. So included in that, says Rashi, it was Moshe was davening. Moshe was davening. So Hashem said to him incredulously, look at Rashi, the first interpretation. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo et ata laharich b'tfilah. Now is not the time to be long in your tefillah. Yisrael netunim b'tzara. So, some people misinterpret this Rashi and says that he's saying now is not the time to daven at all. He doesn't say that. What he does say is what? Now is not the time to
daven at length.
Daven at length. And that's what the Gur Aryeh, not in your sources, say, that Hashem only answers after you finish the tefillah. So he's saying, don't go so long now, I want to answer. That's how the Gur Aryeh understands this Rashi. Right? He says, stop your tefillah! Rav lach, enough already, I want to answer you. That's how the Gur Aryeh understands Rashi. But not everyone understands it that way. For example, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks it as it's the last source in front of you. He says, Kasha, if now is not the time, Imlo Achshav, Emasai. Right? Last source on the first page. Right? Matisak Eli. Vilam Kasha Vilamul Mi Yitzak. Imlo Hashem Alokav. Who should he dive into if not to God at the time of Tzara? This is the time. Minamitzar Karatika. Okay, maybe you want to tell me like Rashi says that it was Marbeh B'Tfilah, the second line, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, V'im L'tzad Shihir Balit Palel, Halo Kolo Chelo Naneh. If he hasn't answered me, you got to keep going. I shouldn't be weak in my Tfilah. So what is going on? What is this idea of Matitzak Elai Dabrel B'nei Yisrovi? So the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra both say, first of all, Moshe is included when it says Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. Moshe is included in that because Moshe represents Am Yisrael. And the question, what he's saying is, why are you davening for me now? I already gave you the insurance. I already told you that v'kavdav b'faro v'chol chelo and v'yadu mitzrayim k'ani Hashem, that I'm going to take care of Paro. So the problem is not that you're davening. It's a very important issue here. The problem is your tzura. It's your tone. It's the way that you're davening. You're davening in desperation. You're davening in lashon of tzaka, without any real grounding in belief. How do you have tzaka is a lashon of like, I'm totally clueless in how the salvation is going to happen. That's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, V'ulai, second line of the Ramban. V'ulai, Yomar, Matani Chem, why are you enabling them? Litzok, Davar, Litzok. Why are you enabling them to Litzok? Daber lem v'yisau. I already told you in Pasuk Dalet, Ki kvar amarti lechem, V'kavda b'faro v'cho chelo. So look what he says. And again, the Mechilta says that Moshe was so ekumit palel himself. What happens? What's the idea of Hua Nachon? Ki lo yada mayase. It's not why are you letting them. You yourself are also davening. Whichever one, whether according to the Medrash, the problem is the tzaka, and that's what he says here in the last three lines. V'afa pishamal Hashem v'kavda v'paro. Hu lo ayayode echit nahek. He didn't know what to do because he was on the Svatayam. He's right there by the seashore. Vasonero defu masig. The enemy is creeping up. And he was saying, Hashem, please show me what the way to do. Ma titzak elai. Anytime the Ramban in the Ibn Ezra says the word tam means perush. What? Shayita tzarich lish'ol ma ta'aseh. There's no reason to what? To scream. All you say is, God, tell me what to do. I know you're guaranteed that I'm going to get out of this. Ma titzak elai. In tzarech litzok. Okay? That's the pshat of the Ramban. An amazing pshat. Which says, he's doing the right thing. Right? The whole basis is why is he davening? Right? That's according to the Ramban. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh's question. Why davening? Everyone's like, what do you mean why davening? Is it length of the tefillah? That's one way to be medayik in Rashi. Now's not the time to have the long tefillah. Okay? Which is also philosophically to know that there are times to have a long tefillah, times to have a shorter tefillah. You have to know.
You have to know. When I say shorter tefillah, it doesn't mean that you skip all the words. That's not what I mean, shorter tefillah. It means, based on the Gemara, that there are times to have a long tefillah. And we know, based on Parshas Balovscha, that kill na refan Allah, five words, saved Moshe's sister also. That's also good. What happened?
What time is Shkia?
Shkia is at 4. It's good. He needs to know. Make sure that mincha. Now, what do we have here? So that's the tzura of tefillah. It's not only the length of the tefillah, it's the tzura. And how are you approaching it? Very important lesson. The Sforno year has the most unbelievable message and really connects to the next part. So before I tell you the Sforno, let me tell you the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch and the Netziv. It's like really just unbelievable. So Or HaChaim HaKadosh, after asking these questions, explains, if you turn the page, he says, based on the Medrash, that we know halalu avodazar v'halalu avodazar, that the angels are basically saying, why are you saving Am Yisrael? They don't deserve it more than the Egyptians. And he explains that the koach of the rachamim, that Hashem has this rachamim, but we need, quote unquote, when we say havul Hashem kavod v'oz, havul Hashem, when we're giving to God, what does it mean? God doesn't need anything from us. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's all powerful, all knowing. He doesn't need anything from us. Kiviyachal Hashem, how Hashem runs this world, is he ki'ilu puts his hands back and says, how I let the world work is it's based on your actions. Once you, right, that's the famous idea, famous because I know it, Adam ayin lavodet adama, why was there no rain? Because man wasn't there. Why? Because man didn't daven for it. Once man davened, then Hashem brought rain. So to over here, he says the koach of the rachamim is based on our actions that we do here, enables Hashem to give us the benefit of the doubt. Okay, and therefore he explains there was a midas adin here. The midas adin was right. It says, look, we're a bunch of idol worshippers. Why are you saving us? So what did Hashem say to Moshe? Matitzak Eli. Right now, it's not up to me. I would love to do a miracle for you, but guess what? Midas Adin is telling me that you don't deserve it. And the Rachamim can't beat out the Din over here. So what did he tell him to do? Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. Make sure to show your emunah. Make sure to do what? His Perush, middle of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Zota itza yutza. How are we going to strengthen the Tzad HaChesed and the Rachamim? Daber al b'nei Yisrael, become stronger in emunah. And go! Even before it splits. And therefore, based on that emunah, I will be able, the Rachamim will win. And that's what he explains over there. Okay? To be able to have the Rachamim over the Din. That is Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Rashar Hirsch explains philosophically what I talked to you about, which is how much you have the Hashem Yilachem Lachem Atem Tacharishun. It's not like the simple pshat. Atem Tacharishun means, as a result of Hashem fighting the war, you will stop complaining. But Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch understands it as a philosophical idea, which is what? This is going to be a godly war. God's going to take care of everything. You could do nothing. You don't have to do anything. But then Hashem, then what's the next pasuk? No. You guys misunderstood. Moshe, you misunderstood. That's not what's going on here. Which is what? You need to also step up. You with me? This is a big transition. This is going to happen as we get into Eretz Yisrael in the Midbar. That the wars were, how much is it miraculous and how much are we have to have a tzvag in Al Yisrael? Okay, that's part of the chiyul for today. Okay, so look at Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. He says, Hityatzavu ru'u et yishuvat Hashem. The svara of Moshe is, get ready for the Yeshua. Because he thought Hashem was going to smash and obliterate Paro and Chelo, just like he's going to do Sancheirif. You're not going to need any type of action from us. Hashem yilachem lachem ba'atem. Not tacharishun, it's going to be quiet, your complaints. But atem, you guys just sit back and watch the miracles of God. That's how they understood. That's how Moshe understood it. Lefikach bo b'sha shirgiya ta'am. Sa'akan nafsho el Hashem shiavi et ha'shuat meftachot. Therefore they scream to God, new God, bring all the salvations. Therefore what's Hashem's answer? Matitzak elai. No, you missed it. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. The Yeshua is also dependent on the nation. Depends on what you do. You need, it's true, the first and foremost is you have to step up. You have to do things. And only after you have what's called in Hasidic Kabbalistic terms, itra'uta dilatata, only after there's a weakness and a uprising, if you will, on a positive sense. For us, without being afraid, first, you have to do that action to show that you believe in Hashem. Yisahim. And only then Hashem will take care of it. Which means that you have to what? Habalat Taher, when you do that action, say, God, I really want it. Misayim otam. So this psukim is actually a philosophical machlok. Later on, we're going to see that this is what happens. This is a foreshadowing of what Torah at Eretz Yisrael is. That we need the Tzva Hagana Yisrael as a partner with Hashem. Problem is that sometimes people just believe in the Tzva Hagana Yisrael and they don't believe in Hashem. It's part of the challenges. Or the people that just believe in Hashem and don't believe in Tzva Hagana Yisrael. Right? Both sides are a problem. Right? Hashem says, I need to have strong people. I want you to be my representation here. Ha'am and Yisrael and Kutcha Brichel together. Okay? Now, that is Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. The Nitziv, and then we'll get to the Sforno because that leads into the complaints. The Nitziv Mivalaj says, what do you mean, Matitzak Eli? He says, I know that God is going to save us. It comes very much connected to Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, which is this a natural war or is this a miraculous war? If it's a natural war, then as much as if we have an assurance of victory, guess what happens in a natural war? There are casualties. And therefore, that's what happens. Mivuar, look at the Nitziv Mivalashim. She Moshe Hit Palel. See, it's a little different this week. This week we're going to Iyun in different sugyas. You can tell me you don't like different it, and then we'll move in. Okay, we'll have more stuff.
Different sources here.
Yeah?
I mean, like, not the classic ones.
Hopefully it's good, no?
I like it.
Okay!
It's diverse.
Diversity. Nevuah. It's Rishonim and Achron. Don't worry, I brought my Sfasemis. I always bring one Chassidish upshot. I learned it with my son this week. It was nice. Nevuah Shemoshe Yit Palel. Afagav Shiyota Heitev. Even though he knew. Like we said, God's going to save us. Mikomikom, he had to daven according to his dot. Why? If it's a natural war, I forgot that it's Baruch that we're going to win. Still, you need a tefillah, just like by Mechamas Amalek. That Moshe and Aaron Chor went up. Moshe went up and Aaron Chor went with him. As the Medrash says, that you have to do a gzeir of a tanit and tefillah. Also, Midyan. Hashem says, Nakom Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. That what happens. That, the Medrash says, there are 12,000 for war and 12,000 for tefillah. Why? Even though we know for sure we were going to win, a derech hateva, people die. That's what happens. And therefore you needed a tefillah that Hashem, they have hashkacha pratit, that they shouldn't die too much. But this is only when it's like the Mechemet Amalek and Midyan, that it was a natural war. Masha Inkin, if everything is by the Nes and the Yeshua, then there's no makom for tefillah. And that's why Moshe David here. He knew there would be a Nes by Kriyat Yamsuf. But he says, until they get the Kriyat Yamsuf, Mitzrayim's running after them. They're shooting arrows at them. Their people are going to die, therefore he needs to tefillah. And what does Hashem say? Matitzak Eli. Ein Hashah Tzricha Lakach. He doesn't need it. There's going to be a Nes even here. There's an Amud Anan, which means it's literally the opposite pshat of Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch had said that, what did Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch understand? Hashem yilachem lachem v'atem tacharishon. So, how Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch said, Moshe thinks it's a miraculous war. Hashem answers, matitzak elai, dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. It's not a natural, it's not all upon God, I need you to make the first step, and then habalatayim messiah noto. The Nitziv says the total opposite. Then Moshe understands there's going to be miracles, but until we actually get to the Kriyat Yam Suf, that's what? There's a natural happening. And therefore, I want to make sure even though that there's Ashkacha Pritit. Even there, Hashem says, no. This is all miraculous at that point. There's an Amud Anan right there. It's all going to be miraculous. Good? That's the Nitziv. One more shot before to connect the two is the complaining. Because the Sforno, if you turn back, before we start doing literally the parsha of complaining, the Sforno here helps us. Because the Sforno says, unbelievable, he agrees. He says, Matitzak Eli, that it's included in the Vayitzaku, like we said. It's included in the Vayitzaku. What does that mean, it's included in Vayitzaku? It said Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. Moshe's included in that. Moshe's included in that. But, very important, there are tzaakot and there are tzaakot. The tzaaka of b'nei Yisrael was different than the tzaaka of Moshe. The pasuk says Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael as a result of fear. They were afraid, Mr. Praise. They're afraid of what's going to happen. That's what the Sforno says. However, the tzaka of Moshe wasn't because of the fear of Paro, because as we had said, Hashem said to him, you're not going to see them ever again. Hashem yilachem lachem, you're going to be totally fine. But what was the tzaka of Moshe? Not out of fear of the Egyptians, but rather, look at the last two lines of the Sforno. Aval haitan tzakato al sarei Yisrael she'izu pneihem. Ba'amram, what did we just read? He looked at these people complaining. Vayomru, what did they say? That it's better for us to be buried in Egypt. Aval haitan tzakato al sarei Yisrael she'izu pneihem el chutzpah. To say, Hamibli ein kvarim b'mitzrayim. Should have buried us there. And therefore, what did Moshe think? B'chashav. What did he say? These people complained. There's no way that these people are going to what?
America.
Actually listen and go in to the Yam. Therefore Hashem said to him, Mati tzaka ebazeh. Ki amnam ata choshe b'ksherim. You've been choshe b'ksherim. They're going to step up. It's true. Meaning, deep down, which is what we're going to get to right now, it's going to be the next part. It's as a leader, you have to know there's going to be complaints. All of Bamidbar, we have a lot of complaints. And what we have to start seeing is that there are some legitimate complaints. And even the ones that are illegitimate complaints, there are different levels. There's complaints with a capital C that are inappropriate, as Midrash Mir say, that they ask things for inappropriately. But even if things are asked inappropriately, still there are times that Hashem, even if it wasn't asked appropriately, like the Ramban said, that they are soek, that Moshe was soek, or whatever it is. So too over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving a tremendous leadership lesson to Moshe. What does he say? He's saying, it's okay that they complain. But I don't love it. But don't be choshen. When push comes to shove, guess what's going to happen? Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yisrael, they're going to step up. You have to have a belief, just very similar to Shemot. But when he said, Mi anochi keilecha b'nei Yisrael. It's not a who am I, but he said, is B'nai Yisrael actually going to step up? Yes, you have to have belief. There are people here that don't believe, there are people that don't believe, and you read the news, and don't read the news so much, first of all. It doesn't help your Avat Yisrael. It doesn't help your happiness in life by reading all the different, I promise you, BBC, The Guardian. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you, the BBC. It's just not going to help you in your Jewish identity and Jewish love and Simchat HaChaim. I'm sure there's like data about that. The people who read more news are not happier in life. Depends, obviously, that some who actually go straight to the obituaries. But something else. I'm alive. That's great. And you know that piece? There's a Rabbi Friend, I think, that said, talked about jealousy. And the guy was sick in the hospital. And he's miserable. And the son now comes to the guy. And he sees that he's smiling for the first time ever. You know, ever, in a long time. He's been sick in the hospital, bitter. And the kid goes, why are you so happy? He goes, I just read that my business partner, who I had a bitter rivalry to, he died. I beat him. Sick! Meaning, but the idea comes, okay, to know how to deal with complaints, and to know how to have belief in people. That's what I was saying about the news. How to have belief in people. This comes and really challenges us, go turn the page, post Kriyat Yamsuf. Because what happens, the next page, right before the man, the psukim at the end, Shmod Peretek Zayin, what happens? They traveled from Elim, I now skip the parak. Vayisu Me'elim, Vayavo Kol Dat B'nei Yisrael. Am I correct that this is already post Kriyat Yamsuf? Vayavo Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael to Midbar Sin. Asher Bein Elim Uvein Sinai. It was the 15th day of Iyar. Why is that important? All the Mepharshim say, because now the mun, no more mun. Okay, they lost the mun. Meaning, the remnants, from it's a month. They had a month worth of Shirayim from Mitzrayim. Now it's run out. So what is there?
It's the first day.
What?
It's the first day.
Can't hear you.
First day of the month, not the last day.
It's the last day. It's the last day of their remnants from Mitzrayim the first day now that the man's going to come. Right now they don't know that yet. Right? We're in the 15th day of Iyar. There's no more food. They've run out of food. So what do? They complain. They complain. So which is not crazy. On one level. On one level you could say, look, they had so many miracles. It's crazy they're complaining. But we don't live off miracles. So look what happens. It's not only that they complain. If you look through, just look at the structure and how they complain.
It's the comparison to Mitzrayim.
What?
It's the comparison to Mitzrayim.
Also true, but look how they complain. Vayilonu, first of all, it's who complains. It doesn't call them the Kahal. There's an Eda over here. It's important. In Parsha Balotcha, when it talks about complaining, it talks about there's a Kahal versus an Eda. Both Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Kook explain that there's a difference between a Kahal and an Eda. Kahal is just a group of people that have a common interest. Eda is from the Lashon of Edut. It's a people that it's not just a self-interest that coming together. It's a group of people that have a mission and understand who they are. So even over here it says, call Adat B'nai Yisrael. And the emphasis is it's not just a little bit here. It's everybody. Vayilonu kol Adat B'nai Yisrael. That's first of all. Some of the Mepharshim talk about how it's not just a couple of people. It's kol Adat B'nai Yisrael. Who are they complaining about now to? Who are they complaining to? About?
About the food.
Okay, we'll see. Vayilon, read the Pasuk Bet. You tell me, look at the difference here. There's so many questions. I did a lot of Eon on this because there's so many questions over here. Vayilonu ko adat b'nei Yisrael al-Moshe v'aron b'amidbar. You see this? Pasuk Bet, it's the end of page number one over there. What happens? They complain about whom? Or is it to whom or about whom? What does it say? Vayilonu ko adat b'nei Yisrael al-Moshe v'aron b'amidbar. About Moshe Aaron. What does that mean? Vayomru aleihem b'nei Yisrael. This doesn't work with what the Ramban said, that b'nei Yisrael, you have to look at the Ramban over here. The Ramban said that b'nei Yisrael are always the either Yechidim or the good guys. Right? This one doesn't seem to work so well with what the Ramban had said. Vayomru aleihem b'nei Yisrael. Doesn't talk. Now, look what he says. Right? The Ramban points out, look, we're so far away from Mitzrayim now. What are we going to do? We're in this midbar. What are we going to do? So now what happens? But look what he says. Vayomru aleihem b'nei Yisrael, mi yitein. Mutenu Adonai biyah, mi yitein mutenu biyah Adonai b'eretz Mitzrayim. B'shivtenu al sir ha-basar b'achleinu lechem l'sova. Ki hotzeitem otanu el ha-midbar hazeh. La'amid et kol ha-kahal hazeh barav. Look how quick things change. These people say, b'nei Yisrael, mi yitein mutenu biyah Hashem b'eretz Mitzrayim. How have I, we should have died by the hand of God in Mitzrayim. There, at least, we were sitting on cholent. We were sitting on some steak over here. We ate very fresh bread. Ba'achleinu lechem lasova. Not only some bread, we had a lot of bread that satiated us. Now, who took us out of Mitzrayim? What does the pasuk say, Gimel? Ki hotze tem. Who took us out of Mitzrayim? You, Moshe and Aaron. The complaint is you, Moshe and Aaron. You took us out to this midbar to kill us all. You hear the chutzpah here? Comparing, idealizing Mitzrayim. It seems to me the complaint is against Moshe and Aaron. That's at first glance. Then what happens? Pasuk Dalet. The complaint was to whom? The complaint was first to Moshe and Aaron. Hashem speaks to Moshe. Pasuk Dalet. He says, Moshe, go give them what? Go give them lechem min hashamayim. Go give them. They want a lechem l'sova. I'm going to give them man. Lechem min hashamayim. They'll go out. They'll collect it and I'll test them. Are they going to really be there? Vaya b'yom ha-shishi. This is the Chassidish pshat here. Vaya b'yom ha-shishi on Erev Shabbos. They'll prepare everything and they'll be lechem mishnah. The Chassidish pshat is v'haya. The Midrash, people are learning the Megillah Blitz. Vayihi is lashon tzara. The Hayah Chazal tell us is Lashon Simcha. It says V'haya ki tavo el ha'aretz. Ein V'haya el Lashon Simcha. Or Achaim HaKadosh says, when we come to Eretz Yisrael, that's where we're happy, because that's where we belong. So too over here, V'haya, says the Sfas Emes, you shouldn't be leaving your house. Al Yetzei Ish Mim Komo. You don't have to leave. You know why by Shabbos Kodesh? Because you're connected to God. Says the Chidush Yarim, V'haya B'yom HaShishi. As a result of you being happy on Erev Shabbos, to get ready, the Hachana for Shabbos, that's how you get it. This is not just a Chassidus Shepshah. The idea of V'haya is the yisod of being from. It's very hard, because a lot of people are working on Erev Shabbos, and you think that the way you prepare for Kavod Shabbos is to jump into the shower 3 seconds before Shabbos, and then fall asleep during the rabbi's speech. That's not what Kavod Shabbos is. Kavod Shabbos is you have to figure out how to clean up for Shabbos and get ready. Obviously, it's very hard in the working world. I always forget a lot of times I in Israel. So a lot of times when I travel to America and I try to have meetings, I have to remember I can't set up meetings with parents on Friday afternoon because they're still at work. But there's a certain level of being able. Rav Soloveitchik was known, and it's not only about being Shomer Shabbos. You know how we talk about people being a Shomer Shabbos Jew? You have to be a Shomer Erev Shabbos Jew. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, and that's what the Sfas Emes says. So, as we have over here, we're going to have to, I guess, point out to you some of the questions because we got to finish up. But you'll see what happens now. So now what happens? Vayomer Moshe v'Aaron. Pasuk Vav Zayin Achet. There's more. There's more complaints going to happen. Literally, you learn about the complaints here. But just to show you, Pasuk Vav Zayin Achet. Vayomer Moshe v'Aaron al kol b'nei Yisrael. Erev, tonight, v'idatem, you'll know what's going on, seemingly. You think we took you out of Mitzrayim? We didn't take you out of Mitzrayim. Who took you out of Mitzrayim? Hashem. V'idatem ki Hashem hotzi etchem Eretz Mitzrayim. You think it's us? No. It's not us, it's you. U'boker u'ritem et kvod Hashem. In the morning you'll see kvod Hashem. B'shamo et lunotechem. He's going to listen to your complaints. But here it is. Who's the complaints on? Is the complaints about us? Maybe you're covering it up. Right? These are the different, the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, the Malbim here. They're unbelievable pshatim. You should look at it over Shabbos. But the idea is, part of the issue is, you think you're complaining about me. We really know who you're complaining about. You're complaining about Hashem. B'shamo etzlunoteichem al Hashem. V'nachnu ma ki talin olenu. Well, who are we? Who are we that you're complaining to us? We're just the shliach of Hashem. And then again, it's so strange though, because look what happens. He repeats himself. This is what bothered me. One way to say it is, some of the mafarshim say it's just a klal and a prat. The Pasuk Zion was the general introduction, and now we go into details. But a lot of people, if you look at the Malbim here, you look at the Al-Sheikh, it's not that way. Look at Zion Chet, it just seems to be a repeat, but there are different words here. Vayomer Moshe b'teit Adonai lachem ba'erev basar lechov lechem boker lespoa b'shmoa Adonai etzlunotechem asher atem malinim alav v'nachnu ma lo aleinu tzlunotechem. Again, it's Kial Hashem. I will tell you that Rashi here says, another element is asher atem malinim alav. Sometimes when you complain, it's just not being complaining, and you're covering it up, but you also create a society of complaining. That's part of it, that's part of the problem also. It's not enough that you complain, but if you're complaining to others, and then all of a sudden you're causing others to be complainers, that's also the problem, Rashi says. So I highly encourage you over Shabbos to look at the Al-Sheikh, to look at Rav Shimshon Ufal Hirsch, to look at the Malbim here is absolutely stunning to understand a lot of the how to, as we started from the Sforno, about the complaints, but it's to understand what type of complaints. If I just tell you one last pshat, I'll just tell you the Malbim. Let me just tell you what the Malbim says. The Malbim says, because it's shorter, but that the Malbim says that after Moshe and Aaron spoke, Moshe himself, Vayomer Moshe, right? The question was, what are these ideas that Moshe and Aaron spoke? And now Moshe comes alone to speak in Pasuk Chet. You see that in the Pesukim? Right? In the Pesukim, what happens over here? It's in the wrong one, sorry. It's Moshe and Aaron and Pasuk Vav. Then what happens? Now Pasuk Chet Moshe comes. What's going on? Says the Malbim that Moshe here is coming to be melamit zchut on Am Yisrael. Because the truth is, ki alo be'emet lo hayta tzluna al Hashem levad. The complaint wasn't only on God. Shalzeh hitzdikotam basher zeh nogei lekvod Hashem shi'itein terav libriotav. If the issue was only like, look, we've been having bread now from Mitzrayim for the last month, so then that's not a problem. There's no problem to ask for bread. That would have been totally fine. Kol zeh tzodik, if the tuna was only asked, God, where's our food? But they complained about Moshe and Aaron. Avala halohim itzluna Moshe v'Aaron. And therefore, the tluna was not just that we're missing food. Because that's not what? Who's in charge of giving the food? Is it Moshe and Aaron? No. It's God. But what do? They complain to Moshe and Aaron. Halohim itzluna nu, the third line on Moshe v'Aaron. Vimkein loita tluna chisaron mazon levad. Because that's not in the hands of Moshe and Aaron. But the tluna was, shotziu otam eretz v'trayim el amidbar. What a terrible thing. What's the pesha and the merit gadol? Because they were kafru. They were ingrates of all the good things that Hashem took us out of Beit Avadim and all the wonders. That's number one, that they were ingrates. Number two is they didn't attribute that to God. They attribute those actions to Moshe and Aaron. As if they did it, Hashem didn't do it. Therefore, Moshe says to them, look, to be malam itzchus, that you're not complaining about Moshe and Aaron, because maybe you thought that we took you out, right? No. That he was being malam itzchus, maybe the ikar complaint is that you don't have enough bread. And now what you're complaining about me, Moshe and Aaron, here comes, listen to this malam itzchus. It's an amazing shot by the Malbim. Umashit lona nu al Moshe and Aaron, is they wanted to wake up the leaders. Ratzul orer et Moshe and Aaron, because they're the ones who are closer to God, that they should wake up as a result of these complaints. And that's why it says in Pasuk Chet, Bishmo Hashem et tzlunotechem, Asher atem malinim alav. Malinim is causative. That your complaints about Moshe and Aaron was to ignite a fire into Moshe and Aaron. That they should then wake up, that you have the ability. And to tell God, look, we need bread, we need food. And that's what that's the kavanah. Betet Hashem lachem ba'erev basar lechol. Okay? That Hashem is not chayiv to give them. He gives food. He has to give a kezayis and a kabeitza. And look what God does. He gives lechem lisboa. So they weren't zeot, that they didn't be kofir niflot Hashem. Hashem listens to their complaints. And that which they go to Moshe and Aaron was the kavanah that Moshe and Aaron should what? Step up for them. That was what? That was the malam itzchus. Okay? Aval ikara tzluna hayal Hashem. But as it goes ahead, we know the ikar tzluna was on God and not Moshe and Aaron. Then it says, v'nachnu ma. What are you complaining to me? We didn't take you out of Egypt. Kim Kane, you're not really trying to get us. It's for Hashem. This is a schut Yisrael. The schut for Yisrael, shaloya derech kfira minut. It was just a complaint for the chisaron and the mazon. It's an unbelievable shot by the Malbim to say that they weren't being totally kofir. They were just trying to arouse Moshe to step up as leaders. I highly advise you, look at the Al Sheikh, look at the Mitziv for other interpretations. Have a good Shabbos. Cool, no?